Hi, this is Tegan, and I wanted to give a little bit of the updates for the astrology for September 2026. It's quite beautiful because Mercury and Libra are changing signs on the same day. So Mercury is going into Libra and Venus is going into Scorpio on September 10th. And these are really personal planets. Mercury is about communication and ideas. Mercury going into Libra is really relating, understanding like, how am I relating to this person? Am I putting all my projections on them? Am I communicating myself enough? Am I being a people pleaser? All this relational stuff. So we're really looking hard and deeply at relationships. And then Venus is the energy of receptivity, of abundance, of pleasure, of sensuality, of nourishment. And that can be financial, emotional, of space. Do I have space to myself? Time, companionship, intimacy, all of these things. Venus is so rich. And Venus going into Scorpio is doing the shadow work. Where are my needs not being met? What have I turned a blind eye to with myself? That I have a need, but I haven't looked at it. And now I feel shame around that. I feel guilt around that. I feel judgmental when I see other people engaging with my need that I'm embarrassed about or hidden to. But they do it so freely, and I want it too, but I can't allow this in myself. So there's this bringing limitations forward, understanding where we may have denied something that is beautiful and we want to connect with it, and we're naturally allowed to have desires and wants and have our needs met. And so this is how we grow towards intimacy and in relationship with ourself, in relationship with work, career, money, finances, culture, community, people, all the things. So this transition of Mercury and Libra changing signs on the same day, and they're really close together. Libra and Scorpio are neighbor signs. So you might have this in one of your astrology houses. You might have it in two. It's worth noting, where is Libra? Where is Scorpio? Where is the 0 degree? What's happening there? Do you have other planets at those signs? Because they are going to be brought into this mix of learning about our own limiting shadows, so that it can be transmuted for soul growth and liberation. So that sets a theme actually for the next few months, because there's Venus is doing some really interesting stuff through Scorpio, and she's squaring Pluto. There's a lot of shadow clearing, and as we get deeper into the autumn with October and November, then the sun goes into the shadow of Scorpio. So there's a lot happening here about gaining our ground. Where have I been neglecting myself? Where have situations been really limiting? Where have I been devoting my energy, my time, my finances? And maybe I feel a little pissed off about it. It didn't return, or the person wasn't grateful, or I don't have the results that I wanted. So these things are going to start coming up. Again, what is really interesting, the planetary movements in September are very personal. And leading into September, the first part, the majority part so far of 2026 has been outer planets. So we're looking at the ancestry, the collective, the systems, the organizations. And now in September, we're bringing in the subjective, the personal. And so the new moon on September 11th in Virgo is asking, like, what's really in front of me? What is on my plate? What is my reality? What makes sense to me at this time? Let me work with it. And Virgo is like, roll up the sleeves and dive in. It untangles the knots, it figures things out. So, sometimes if, we're gaining self-awareness into new areas in our life, we can feel a bit of shame, guilt, judgment, victim, the shadow patterns coming up. Other people have this, I don't have it. But if we're able to move past that and really work with what's being presented, what are my needs? How do I get clear with where I'm at and where I want to be? There's a tremendous amount of support in this new activation cycle, really, of September. Because we have the assistance of the outer planets to clear blocks and obstacles. And so, simply put, and this is coming up with a few conjunctions with Mercury opposite Neptune, trining Pluto, trining Uranus, mid-September, it's like we just can't be small anymore. If we have to be who we're meant to be in our life at this time, and this is the call forward. I mean, there's a lot of different calls. We're always getting called forward, but this is the accountability piece. You know, what are you wanting and choosing to be accountable for your own needs, your own clarity, your own sanity, your own dreams, your own health, your own wellness in your life at this time? Boom, that's September. And then Lilith changes signs, Chiron changes signs, this Neptune trines Pluto. Like, there's some really cool things happening that are building outer context of, like, how does the personal of dealing what's in front of yourself and your plate at this time actually resonate out into the family, the group, the society, the organization, the work, like, humanity, the web of all you're connected to. So you can see, oh no, how all these transits align in your chart and start gaining a deeper sense of how the micro and macro are connected by your choices, by your commitments, by your authenticity. And, you know, sometimes that's really vulnerable and sometimes it's really freaking empowering. So there's probably a little bit of both happening for anyone who's listening to this. September 22nd is the autumn equinox, and that's neat because equinoxes are a time of balance. The light and dark are balanced. However, there's also intensity with balancing extremes. So by the third week of September, we each individually are looking at what is in one hand and what is in the other. And we might feel very divided in our life. This is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I've committed. This is where I don't have the resources to follow up with the commitment, whatever it is. And so the equinox presents opportunity for restructuring in our life. And the mythology, to just like put it in a real tiny overview, here in Mexico, with the pyramids, like specifically Chichen Itza, but I don't think limited to that, is the descending. It's like the god serpent that comes from the celestial on the equinox and down into the underworld. And this makes sense with the light changing, the sun changing from the celestial to the underworld, from the conscious to the subconscious. From the high vibration of the downloads, the insights, the intensity of 2026 so far, and now the personal, what do I do? How do I find my gain, like gain my ground? How do I integrate and restructure this new design of who I'm becoming and what I want with, you know, this balancing of the wanted and the unwanted or the new and the old? And so the autumn equinox says, listen, this is where we're at. Let's digest it. Let's integrate. Let's ferment it. Let's cook this. Let's hibernate with this all the way into the dark, dark part of the winter solstice, and then rise towards the spring equinox, which is 6 months from now. And so we have this incredibly potent time of completely restructuring our cells, our DNA, our consciousness, our thought patterns, our, you know, if we're doing shadow work, we're restructuring our mental blocks and limitations. It's a time of liberation, but not the time of flying up like the phoenix rising. It's the time of the forge, the fire, which will come in September with Sagittarius after Scorpio. Let me identify the blocks. Let me identify the obstacles. Let me identify the shadow patterns, the true desires inside me that I have not been given permission to see and appreciate in myself. Let me grab them, bring them forward, bring them to the light, bring them to the fire to awaken and activate and initiate them so that I can be in my fullest self-expression and bring this truth of who I am in all accountability forward in my life into the spring, into the new design. And so September is like, boom, sets the stage. Here's the intensity. Here's the extremes. Here's the personal. Here's the projection. Anytime we're dealing with Libra, we're navigating projection. I see it in someone else and it makes me feel a certain way. I feel desire. I feel anger. I feel limited. I feel abundant. You know, Libra is all about self and other. And now we're working with it with the Virgo new moon and then the continued shadow work of Venus and Scorpio. So we end September on the 26th with the full moon in Aries exactly connected to conjunct Neptune. And this is pretty freaking cool because it's in the sign of Aries. So we have the sensitive moon, you know, maybe we have some phobias, some fears. I'm not the type of person to do this, or I've always been shy of that, or that's just not been my path. You know, the narratives that we tell ourselves because we experienced something ages ago when we were a kid, or we're born into it, have to be disciplined or I'm not lovable. You know, these codes we write in our mind. This full moon with Aries in Aries, with the moon and Neptune together, gives us a chance to really zoom out and see the big picture. Is this true? Is this my reality? Maybe I am lovable. Maybe I am flawed and lovable. Maybe I can have these desires and create this experience for myself and also be my most successful, triumphant leadership, my most best partner. Like, it's not saying it's go free range in hedonism. It's really identifying the core of what is it in myself that I've been denying, that I actually want, and that I seek in others to provide. This is the time of reaching in deeply and dreaming it, calling it forward, and allowing a new initiation into your dreams, your desires, your right to be here, your right for creative self-expression in all of your capacity is available. The door is unlocked with the full moon in Aries, September 26th, and then it brings us forward into October. So it's, you know, this kind of full-on month, and I hope this lands for you in a way that feels inspiring. Thank you for listening.